right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the gun doctor.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two on Wednesday, October 9th, 2024. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of it today. Text line is open, 231-360-5140. Governor Gretchen Whitmer took some questions from reporters while she was out publicly with cameras rolling, voting absentee. Governor Gretchen Whitmer slipped her absentee ballot yesterday into a drop box outside Lansing City Hall yesterday afternoon and conceded to the gathered media that was there. She put out a press notice, it's called, that she would be doing something. I'm going to be voting absentee at the Lansing City Hall this afternoon and would appreciate if you guys would come and ask me some questions. One of the questions she was asked is, did you vote for a Republican? The governor said she did not vote straight ticket, choosing instead to vote in each race individually and voted for Democrats only. The question was asked that if she had any concerns about the security of the election after voters and even election inspectors staff in St. Clair Shores were criminally charged for people voting twice in the August primary. She said bluntly, no. A handful of voters who did this should not undermine our confidence in voting absentee. I just turned in my ballot. You saw me do it. I'm absolutely confident in our election process here in the state of Michigan. The governor then was asked about the Democratic vice presidential candidate, Tim Walz, admitting that on a 60 Minutes interview during the vice presidential debate that he had misspoke when he said he was in Tiananmen Square in China during the 1989 protests, when in fact he was not. Asked Governor Gretchen Whitmer if she felt that if someone said they misspoke, it's just another way of saying they're not telling the truth. Basically lying. Whitmer said a lot of people say they misspeak. We're all human. Every one of us makes mistakes on occasion. Sometimes we remember things wrongly. I'm not going to make an excuse. It happened. I think even acknowledging that it wasn't correct is important, the governor said. On the other side of the ticket, there are people who lied to the American people over and over again and never even acknowledged those lies. Okay. Give us an example. Well, the reporters didn't ask that question. One of the things that she tried to divert it from was Donald Trump's statement during the presidential debate talking about people eating cats and dogs in Springfield, Ohio. Well, they never say, oh, guess what? That wasn't really true what I said about people eating cats and dogs in Springfield, Ohio. But guess what? We're actually not in favor of abortion. We're the ones who took credit for getting rid of abortion in this country. Now women are dying because of it. They lie over and over again, said Whitmer. She went on to say, we quibble about how someone owns up to a mistake and talk about it. But what we should be focusing on is what people are lying to the American public day in and day out. We should not reward them by giving them our vote and the power. On other subjects, Whitmer didn't tip her hand on what she planned on doing with the two Michigan State University trustees who were referred to her office for possible removal due to violating protocol and board rules. Her answer was that the Attorney General's office is reviewing the reports, the investigations from the third party who looked into the matter regarding the Michigan State Board of Trustees. She is going to get a legal opinion from the Attorney General when it's completed. I'm not going to prejudge until I understand what her analysis is. Reminded that she has had the requests on her desk since March. This is rare power, and it's not frequently used. The question is it a legitimate use of power, and how would it actually work? Well, first and foremost, she said, my concern is making sure that we follow the laws and that we make sure that the university is thriving. It's been a tough time over there at Michigan State. On other subjects, Governor Whitmer was asked if she plans on asking lawmakers during the lame duck to take a run at a long-term transportation funding source. Whitmer's response, we need to get that done before I leave, meaning leave the office of governor. I'm going to continue to work to make sure that we approach this road funding cliff. We take care of public transportation, and we make sure that we do good work for the people. So, yes, I'm going to continue to make sure that we stay focused and we deliver solutions. Asked if she'd like to see any changes to the pending minimum wage law and the paid sick leave laws that will go into effect in February based on the Michigan Supreme Court's opinion. Whitmer said, I'm not going to unilaterally fix the situation, and provide a solution at this point. We have to go to work with the legislature, and I'm sure we're going to have a conversation about all that when they get back in town. That, of course, is going to be after the November 5th election. Let's talk about that last question right now. And this is something I'm going to ask Ian Murphy on Tuesday. She's going to wait and see whether or not they keep the majority in the House. Again, 110 state representatives, 56 Democrats, 54 Republicans. My number, after looking at the races initially early on, it's going to be 58 Republicans to 52 Democrats. I believe there will be somewhat of a red tidal wave in Michigan, starting with Donald Trump and J.D. Vance at the top of the ticket, and I think it's going to trickle down, up and down the ballot for all the Republicans. Additionally, there's some manipulation going on in certain districts where the Republicans are leaning towards supporting women's reproductive health care rights, catering to the women in those districts, which could prove to flip those seats from Democrats to Republicans. This could be actually 59 to 51. This could even be 60 to 40. Depending on the outcome, 60 to 50. I misspoke. here's the other component to this. With Donald Trump and J.D. Vance, I just read the story about them coming to Michigan. A lot of these candidates are showing up at these rallies in those areas. They coordinate their campaigns with Trump, J.D. Vance rallies. You get another dynamic going into the November 5th in-person voting. It's called momentum. Many of you did not apply for or request an absentee ballot. Many of you are not going to take advantage of the 9 days of early voting, which starts on October 26th, 2 weeks from this Saturday. Many of you are saying, I'm voting on election day. Well, if that ends up happening, the full power of momentum will kick in. If it's not 58-52, it ends up being 59-51, or possibly 60-50. That's going to change the lame duck session in Lansing. Gretchen Whitmer and the Democrats are going to realize they're losing their power in the House. They're giving up one of the chambers, the largest chamber. It's also the chamber where they get away with immediate effect not being on the tally board. They do this stupid tap, 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 and it's based on reps that are standing. In the opinion of the chair, immediate effect is granted. In the Senate, they actually do a tally board roll call vote. After a bill passes, then they light up the board to vote for immediate effect. It takes 26 out of the 38 state senators to grant immediate effect to any passed legislation. Right now, 20 Democrats to 18 Republicans, it takes 6 Republicans to cross over with the Democrats. And a lot of these bills in the Senate, they're not giving immediate effect. That means these bills don't go into effect until 90 days after the lame duck session. Well, I believe if they lose the majority, there is a red wave and they get a huge majority in the House, it's going to be a long and unbelievable lame duck. They are going to pass a ton of stuff. Final segment, hour number 2. We'll be right back.
On November 5th, vote for the 6 concerned citizens who will lead to improve the Onaway Public School District's board. Think of Black Pepper to remember their last names. Bonnard Lefebvre, Christian Kowalski, Palmer Rieger. Again, please vote for Bonnard Lefebvre, Christian Kowalski, Palmer Rieger. Leadership for better schools in Onaway. Thank you.
Paid for by the Presque Isle County Republican Committee.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
Epoxy Pro, a veteran-owned company serving Michigan, Wisconsin, and Illinois for over 38 years. Epoxy Pro provides one-and-done forever floors that are maintenance-free and easy to clean. Preserve, protect, and even restore your concrete floors today. Check us out online at epoxypro.com or call us at 877-703-7699. Epoxy Pro, your floors today. Call us at 877-703-7699.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
There that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. Final segment of hour number two. You just heard the commercial for the six slate candidates. They're running as a slate, a team, six citizens, concerned people in Onaway School Board District. If you can help us out in sharing this information with people that you know who live in Onaway, text me on the way. I'll send you the slate of the six names that people are wanting to elect based on the vetting process through the local Republican Party. Presque County Republican Committee has endorsed Bonnard, LaFave, Christian Kowalski, Palmer, Rieger. We have it on a text message that I can send to you if you text me on the way. I'll send it to you. You can then forward the text message to people you know who live in Onaway, in the Onaway School District. There's a couple of townships, I believe, in Sheboygan County on the eastern edge of Sheboygan, and basically a few townships surrounding the city of Onaway, Alice, North Alice, different townships there in Presque County. So if you believe you know people that live in Presque County, number one, but number two, live in the Onaway School Board District, please text me Onaway and I'll send you the information and you can forward it to people you know. The process that we're going through in this election is all based on getting information out, engaging, informing, and getting out the vote. We're going to talk about it again in the third hour. We talked about it many times already. I know many of you that are loyal listeners hearing me every single day or every other day, whenever you can, podcast, on demand, whatever, that you have already heard this information. But there's many people who haven't. So we're going to be talking about it in the third hour. Of course, I'm referring to the PAGS video and the website, 10xvotes.com. We're going to get into that in detail. Because right now, this race is technically, according to all the polling data, too close to call. I don't believe it. I absolutely do not believe it. Even though I'm seeing a lot of Democrat signs around northern Michigan as I'm driving. We drove down yesterday, Vicki and I, after the show. We went down to Allegan on our way to Paw Paw, Michigan. We were there on a lot of different situations through the counties as we were driving down there. The situation was due to road construction, a little detour. I had to get the car washed before the meeting. It was disgusting. I hated driving it, but we had time. We were early, so I stopped and diverted over to Allegan. Very strong Republican conservative farming community. Trump signs, J.D. Vance signs everywhere. Republican candidates for Congress, Mike Rogers signs. But I did notice more and more Harris Wall signs, Slotkin signs. It was funny because across the street from the car wash, the neighbor right directly across from the driveway of the car wash had not one but two Trump signs in his front yard. Two doors over, his neighbor had a Harris Wall sign. So I'm sure those two neighbors probably don't talk a lot. Maybe they do. I don't know. But I just looked at Vicki and I said, isn't this interesting? Small town of Allegan, very conservative Republican, and two different signs within 3 yards. Very interesting. But the other component to this, folks, and Mark Eby from Castle Rock said this in yesterday's show in a text message. He showed the PAGS video to a Democrat friend. His response, that's all lies. And he looked at him and said, dude, you're hopeless. Numbers don't lie. Facts are the facts. Well, we're going to get into that. We're also going to look at a few more stories from Lansing. So we've got a lot of information for you in the third hour. Make sure you tell people about the website for this show, yourdefendingfathers.com. Click on podcasts. Listen on demand anytime you want. Make sure you tell people about that as well. But we're going to talk about the PAGS video. We're going to talk about this effort called 10xvotes.com. We're going to talk about student attendance at public schools since the China virus. We're going to talk about how things are happening at the Michigan State Board of Education. We're going to talk about the Supreme Court. So we got a lot of information for you in the third and final hour of today's show. I'm Trucker Randy Bishop. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hey, Patriots, Veteran John here in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth, MAGA water.